A state bill targeting Alameda County nonprofit donations picked up momentum this past week after it passed unanimously out of the State Assembly's Committee in Local Government. Authored by Democratic State Senator Aisha Wahab, the measure aims to rein in the county's discretionary spending on nonprofit organizations. Wahab says that SB 1193 is supposed to make nonprofit funding more transparent by strengthening public oversight of the county's money and adding new checks on how taxpayer funds are spent. She explained how the bill would be assisting in transparency of nonprofit funding.
Without transparency, discretion can become power without a receipt. Without oversight, public funds can be a slush fund. And without clear ethical rules, ethical nonprofits are forced to compete in a system where relationships matter more than results. SB 1193 changes that. It requires a majority of vote for the Board of Supervisors before discretionary funds are awarded, requires funds to serve a clear public purpose, requires an online public spending log to show who received taxpayer dollars, how much they received, why they received it, and how they actually plan to spend it. It prevents discretionary rewards from being rushed through special meetings or buried on consent calendars.
A recent San Francisco Chronicle article revealed there was roughly $51 million of public money donated by the supervisors in the last 7 years without any competitive process. That money has gone to organizations including the Livermore Valley Wine Growers, the Association of Realtors, and a nonprofit founded by a county supervisor. Livermore resident Kirsten Skov joined in support of SB 1193. Skov recently accused a staff member of Alameda County Supervisor David Hobbard of bribery, alleging the use of nonprofit discretionary funds to try and smooth over a mix-up regarding trash collection services. Skov says the staff member offered her a $1,500 donation to a charity of her choice for over 1,000 of trash services she paid for that she shouldn't have had to between 2024 and this year. At the hearing, Skov spoke about her support for the bill and how it will prevent issues in the future.
I'm speaking today because county residents are attempting to fight corruption after being ignored by our officials while they scoff at grand jury reports. Good government should not depend on the integrity of one person, but on laws that ensure legitimate use of discretionary funds. This bill accomplishes that and will do nothing to prevent swift and proper distribution of funds to worthy causes, despite what opposition may tell you momentarily. By strengthening these safeguards, we can prevent favoritism, self-dealing, and misuse of taxpayer dollars. For too long, Alameda County has faced recurring concerns about discretionary spending, ethics violations, and lack of oversight. We deserve accountability that is built into laws and processes, not toothless administrative codes.
SB 1193 is facing some pushback from local lawmakers. Alameda Board of Supervisors President David Hobbard and Supervisors Nate Miley and Eliza Marquez have publicly criticized the bill, saying that it is unfairly singling out Alameda County with restrictions that would not apply to any other county. They also argue it is threatening funding that many local nonprofits depend on to stay afloat. Amy Costa is one of the spokesperson hired by the county in opposition of the bill.
Alameda County has one of the most transparent budget processes in the state, with our budget work groups, which include not only members of our board, department heads, but also members of the public. These meetings, in addition to the adoption and discussion of our budget, are noticed and open to the public, and all budget documents are posted on the county's website. Unfortunately, the definition of discretionary funds in SB 1193 is overly broad and unduly restrictive during a time when counties are struggling to maintain our safety net. As this body is well aware, counties, much like the state, are under intense fiscal pressure due to HR 1. Maintaining our safety net services during this unprecedented time requires flexibility, not more bureaucracy.
SB 1193 passed the Senate 37-0 in May. The bill now awaits a full vote in California State Assembly, expected in August. Should it become law, Supervisor Hobbard says he has vowed to sue the state over it. This is Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.